His name is Lou Gramm. He's been in the Freak Nation before. When Lou Gramm released his book several years ago, we had him in here. Now it's the highly anticipated Double Vision Then and Now CD DVD release. Lou Gramm joins us now here in the Freak Nation. And Lou, you look at some of the highlights from this video, the DVD and the CD. All health aside, it looks like you guys are having a good time. Is that a front, or were you guys actually having a damn good time back on the stage together?
Having a damn good time. It was incredibly exciting to be on stage with those guys. It's been it had been about almost 20 years with that since that band had taken the stage together, and everybody had been listening and rehearsing quite a bit, and I was thrilled at how good things sounded.
Lou Gramm, frontman, former frontman with Foreigner. I can still call him the damn frontman. I mean, that's what I grew up on, with Lou Gramm with Foreigner, joining us here in the Freak Nation. How is your health? I know that you had to release yourself from the tour, initial tour back early October. How is your health now, Lou?
It's good. I had a respiratory infection that was to the point where a doctor's prescription wasn't quite cutting it, so I ended up in emergency.
Jeez.
And spent 2 days in the hospital till they could get it under control, and then a week or two after that, getting back to normal. And I am now. I feel great, but unfortunately, the timing of that completely cleaned out all those shows for me.
What do you think, Lou? And again, you know the importance of you being on stage. Was any of this stress related, knowing that, gosh, it's been 20 years, I'm up there with my old bandmates, new bandmates? Was there stress involved in that?
Not at all, because we had done a pile of shows already earlier in the year, and the year before that, I was really looking forward to doing those shows. I don't think there was stress involved. I was longing to do them. I don't think stress had anything to do with it. It was actually a viral infection. Yeah. Not much you can do about that.
Yep.
Foreigner, Double Vision, Then and Now is out this weekend, and we've got Lou Gramm joining us in the Freak Nation. And these songs are just classic. And when you've got the two versions of Foreigner coming together to put them together, what made them more special this time around? Or what was some of the emotions? What were the emotions going through your mind?
Well, I think, after almost 20 years, for me, when the original band hit the stage and I heard the screams and the applause and the shouting, and that was before we even played one chord of one song. It was very gratifying, and once we started tearing into the first song, it was just like getting up on your bike. You never really forget.
I would assume that a concert of this sort, there's nothing that is too old to play, but is there something in your repertoire where you're like, well, here we go again, Hot-Blooded?
No, especially not that one.
Right. No, that one's too much fun.
I enjoy playing all of them. They didn't have to be hits. Most of those songs got AOR airplay and were fairly well known to the general public, even if they weren't big hits. We made those kind of albums, and our audience was very loyal. So every song we played in those concerts received the kind of greeting and gratitude as if it was a big hit. Hmm.
Foreigner's Lou Gramm joining us here in the Freak Nation. How soon did it take you to reconcile that there's going to be another front man for a band that I helped form in Kelly Hansen?
Well, I understood that there would be when Mick and I parted company in 2003. I just had enough of the long hours and the traveling I don't know. I had just had enough, and I thought that he did too. and we parted company on pretty good terms. But then I heard that he was going to put together another band, and he asked me if I was interested, and I gracefully declined. Next thing I knew, he had a new band called Foreigner with all new people in it. I wished him well, really.
Lou, you look at the accomplishments, you know, millions of records sold, whole hell of a lot of money made. If the trappings of the road weren't there, meaning drugs, alcohol, just constant touring away from your family, do you think you'd still be with the band?
No doubt. I loved writing songs and creating with Mick. It was some of my best memories were the two of us. He had an acoustic guitar and I had a tambourine, and some of the ideas we came up with just blossomed into killer songs. And those times were the best. And it is the touring and the night after night on the bus and away from family and loved ones and just not really having a life of your own. You know, the money and the fame is terrific, but it wears you out and it actually wears out your spirit actually after a while. You know, it's too much of something that's you're too responsible for, you know, putting on a good show and things like that. I don't know. It's just not, it's not a great life. I have no regrets about what I did and how I ended it, but you know, I'm glad that my friendship with Mick is still intact, and you know, we talk about writing and maybe recording a couple songs in the future, so you never know.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Lou Graham joining us here in the Freak Nation. Yeah, you mentioned I was happy with how I ended it, but no, is it ended truly? Because if your passion exactly was collaborating and brainstorming, I mean, yeah, we need more of that from you.
Well, that's the part that I love. You know, it's the long days and weeks away from home and performing, especially the older you get, is exhausting, you know?
So will we get some future collabs? Do you have something in mind, or are you just kind of throwing it out there?
Mick and I have talked about it before. We have a few songs that we were working on when we parted company some 15, 16 years ago. And we have listened to those songs lately within the last 6 months, and they still sound good. So I'm not giving away any secrets when I say that hopefully if things happen the way they're supposed to, we're going to work on those again.
Sweet.
Lou Graham of Foreigner is in the Freak Nation. Lou, music has changed enormously from the days when a DJ would spin a record analog to now where we have Pandora, Spotify, Apple Radio, Amazon Music. Everything is done digitally nowadays. But the good side of that is that I can put in Foreigner or Lou Graham and get all sorts of music from 20, 30 years ago. What do you find different? What do you like about the way music is delivered now?
I like the choices it offers and the surprises it can spring on you. It's infinitely more it seems like there's so many possibilities that you can't even begin to imagine until it's right in front of you, and some of those surprises are life changing.
What do you hear first, Lou, the music or the lyrics?
It depends. I've written songs where the lyrics and the melody has come first, and then other songs where the chords have come first, and I put the melody to it. When Mick and I work together, usually it's the chords that comes first. He's always playing chord progressions. And I'll hear something that just knocks me down, and then I'll immediately start writing a melody and a lyric to it, and then we begin collaborating, and boy, anything goes after that.
Was there ever the strangest place you've ever been where a lyric or a combination of chords came together where you had to get out of bed or you had to stop on the can or you had to stop the car because you had to you had to write it down or sing it into a recorder?
I think it was in Tokyo, and I'm trying to think of the year, but we arrived in Tokyo in the middle of the night, got to our hotel rooms, and I began to sleep, and the next thing I knew was I was on the hit the floor very hard, and it was an earthquake, and a lyric came to me, and I grabbed the little pad beside the phone and started writing some lyrics down as the building was shaking.
Gosh.
Holy smokes.
And I swear to God, the next day when they have so many earthquakes over there that they have their buildings, the foundations are built on hydraulic rollers. So when the ground moves, the whole building rolls a little bit. Instead of collapsing, it just moves with the quake vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that before?
Yes.
Yeah, I lived in Tokyo for 6 months, and they're literally on rollers.
Yes, they are. That's exactly right. But when I went outside the next morning, the buildings that weren't on rollers were just a pile of rubble.
Do you remember what song that was? The lyrics?
I believe it was a rocker. I can't remember.
Exactly. If I went out to your garage right now, Lou, what cars would I see out there in Lou Graham's garage?
Well, you'd see a beautiful 65 Olds 442 two-door sedan with 40,000 original miles on it.
Bam.
You'd see a 67 Buick Grand Sport Florida car with the Star Wars air cleaner and a 400 cubic inch Buick motor.
Oh man!
You'd see a 68 Camaro black on black, 396, 375 horse with 17,000 original miles on it.
Holy smokes, bro! Keep going.
Yeah. a 67 Chevelle, 396, 375. It's a GM executive car. It's the cars that General Motors gives their favorite executives at the end of the year. This car is pale yellow with a black top and saddle interior. You couldn't order that. And that also is a 375 horse automatic.
Who's going to get these cars when Lou Graham passes?
I struggle with that because I've got five kids, and the youngest one is two.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yep. And the oldest one is almost 40.
And the older ones,
the ones that could drive, I know them well by now, and they're normal cars. They don't even take care of. I couldn't deal with the fact of leaving them one of my muscle cars. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Museums.
I've got a 5.5-year-old that you could will a couple of those cars to.
Yeah, she has a baby Tesla that she drives around. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow, well, those cars actually sound like they could end up there at Barrett Jackson's auction block to raise some money for a foundation.
I've got a 65 GTO, and that was the cover car on the GTO Club of America's monthly letter. A magazine. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. You get to meet some incredible people too. You know,
wow,
knowledgeable people that if you need something for your car, they put out the word, and pretty soon, you know, you got people asking if they can help you. It's wonderful, it really is.
Yeah, you're right. The car culture is there's some similarities there with the music culture. There's a brotherhood, a sisterhood that's pretty unique.
I know what I wanted to tell you. Do you know that back in the mid-90s, I sang the anthem at the Indy 500 that Ari Leyendyke won?
Oh, no. Ari Leyendijk just tweeted yesterday his man cave with that exact car. Was that the Domino's winning car? That's incredible.
I believe so, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember going to parties after that and hanging with Junior and Ari and a pile of people. They are, I swear to you, I'm not kidding, they are so much more wilder than rock stars.
Yeah, race car drivers, they have another life. That is true.
Yeah.
Especially the Lion Dykes.
Wow, this is fantastic.
That is
40
awesome.
Years, the CD, DVD, Double Vision of Foreigner, featuring all the original members and the current members, which is in stores and online now. Lou Graham, Foreigner, here in the Freak Nation. Lou, as always, man, thank you for doing this, buddy. We'll be in touch.
My pleasure.
Yeah, let that resonate for a little bit, right, Freak Nation? Lou Graham. Got him a 2-year-old daughter. He's 11 years older than me. And I got a 5.5-year-old. It's greatness. But those cars in his garage, holy smokes.